Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU, and on the OTCQX market under the symbol NCAUF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, September 21st, more drill results from the ongoing 90,000 meter drill program. These results focused at the Sium gold deposit on the Enchi Gold Project in Ghana. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, the Sium gold deposit accounts for right around 725,000 ounces of the current resource. Now, some of these drill results, they were deeper holes. The results reported here were 11 diamond holes totaling about 3,600 meters. Importantly, I think all holes hit gold mineralization, and you did start to see some higher grades, again, down at depth. Luke, take us through the strategy here of drilling deeper and what some of these results are telling you about the potential at depth at this deposit.
Yeah, hi Corey. Good to chat again. So the results we put out this morning, as you highlighted, about 3,600 meters, all of them hit mineralization. They were focused on stepping out along strike at all of our pits at the Sium deposit, as well as drilling some deeper holes below some of the known mineralization. So we had some very good intercepts at our central part of the Sium, an area that we called Checkerboard Hill. We hit 2.3 grams over 14 meters. Included in that, we had 20 grams over 1 meter. So some of that high-grade material that we've seen at some of our other deposits is starting to come through here at Sium as well. We also then put some of the deepest holes into Sium down to kind of 350 meters and hit mineralization down at that level as well, 2 grams over 6.6 meters. So it really highlights what we've been talking about, which is as we drill deeper on this deposit, we're expecting to continue to hit mineralization. If we look at some of the other deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani belt from us, including Kinross's Chirano mine, they're currently mining down at 800 meters, and they've drilled down to 1.1, 1.2 kilometers below surface. So we're still just scratching the surface from that perspective, but we've been having some very encouraging results at Sium, as well as some of the results that we've talked about at Boeing and NIAM in terms of encountering some of that higher grade as we get into the sulfides. And we feel that we're starting to hone in on where some of those feeder zones exist.
So let's talk about the potential of where these feeder zones exist, because you guys did have results here from the central portion. That was some of the best results at 2.33 grams per ton over 14 meters. The northern part of the Sium deposit, that hit the deepest gold hits to date on the project. That was just short of a gram per ton over about 15 and a half meters. That was down to 350 meters. The southern extension hit a little over a gram, about 1.23 grams per ton over 9 meters. What has you the most excited here? Is it the central portion, the northern or the southern extension?
So the different areas excite me in different ways. The northern part of our deposit, it's a very large, it's a very wide ore body that we're seeing up there. It's about 3/4 of a kilometer wide, big intrusive coming in there. So one of the real advantages of that is that it means you can have a very low strip ratio up there. So we're continuing to step out in the northern part and looking to really expand the overall size of that. In the central portion, that's one of our more exciting areas from a grade perspective. It's an area that we call Checkerboard Hill. And the reason for that is that we've got cross structures coming in, north-south crossing with east-west structures. So with that, we've encountered a lot of higher grade results. And I think the results that we put out today are an example of that in terms of in this hole number 71, we encountered 2.3 grams over 14 meters. And again, again with some nice higher grade of 20 grams over a meter and including 4 grams over 7 meters. So those are the kind of higher grade results that we've seen at some of our other deposits, including Niam and Boeing, and that we'll continue to look to follow up on and get enough drilling into those areas that we can hopefully start to wrap a resource around those results.
So what does the timing on that look like here, Luke? Because you guys are about 2/3 of the way done with this 90,000 meter drill program. I believe about 54,000 meters has been released. So will there be an updated resource or even some new resources in some of these other newer areas that have been drilled?
Yeah, so we're 60% complete at this stage. In terms of results that we've released to the market, we've got a bunch of assays that are in the lab at the moment, and then an additional 20,000 meters of drilling that we have yet to complete. We are, on the back of the 90,000 meter program, going to look to get a updated resource done, and that will look to obviously expand on the resource at all of our known deposits. We've significantly stepped out and proved mineralization at all of our existing deposits, so we think that will meaningfully add. But then, yes, we are going to look to start to wrap a resource around some of this higher grade material that we're finding a bit deeper down as well, and look to kind of highlight that there's some of that underground potential at our project as well. And then the last thing that we're focused on as part of the update will be some new areas that have never been drilled before. So we've just completed a 2.5 kilometer trenching program down at Siyum South. It's one of our largest anomalies, 2.5 by 3.5 kilometers in size. And we will be starting a 25-hole drill program down there in the next couple of weeks. So looking to make some new discoveries. And similar to, you know, other areas that have been previously drilled, we'll drill this one for the first time, look to get it into that drilled category, and then over time, look to get enough drilling done to hopefully wrap a resource around that and really highlight that, you know, there's multiple different areas within our project that will ultimately lead to a, you know, that kind of 3 to 5 million ounce target that we've set for the project.
Now, Luke, can you just remind everybody a quick summary here of, out of the 1.4 million ounce current resource that you guys have on this Enchi Gold project, how many deposits that's encountering, and then how many near-term newer deposits could be incorporated, please?
So that includes 4 deposits, Siyum, which we released the results. That represents about 725,000 ounces. Boeing is our second largest deposit at about 500,000 ounces. So those two represent about 85% of our total resource. We've then got Niam and Kwachikrum, which are our third and fourth largest resource areas. We're actually in the process of stepping out in between Niam and Kwachikrum. There's about a 2.5 kilometer gap in between those two deposits. Our geological interpretation is that the structure runs right between those two. So we are looking to prove up mineralization through that entire area as well. So we will continue to expand at all four of those. We are then going back up to Arati, which is right up at the northern end of our property. We've just completed 13 holes up there. Those are follow-up holes on 10 historical drill holes that we had there. And then there's also Kojina Hill is another area where we've had some good past drilling success. We'll do a bit more drilling there and then target the new areas, which I talked about, Siyum South. But there's also Tokasia is another new area that we will be drilling for the first time ever. So the new areas, I wouldn't expect that we'll wrap a resource around those immediately, but hopeful that we can get a resource around some of those previously drill tested areas. And that's really the kind of strategy, is to move all of these different deposits and targets along at the same time. And that's where we think we'll create the most value for shareholders.
All right, Luke, I appreciate that update. Just a quick question before I get you out of here in terms of cash in the bank. As I mentioned, the company has already released about 2/3, just short of 2/3 of the drilling. And I know a lot of that, there is still some core in the lab, but where does the company stand to complete this drill program, maybe even move forward with another one?
Yeah, so we're fully funded for our 90,000 meter program. We closed a financing at the beginning of August. We raised $11.5 million. That left us with $13 million in the bank. So lots of cash to execute on this full program, and then obviously run the business for 6 or 9 months after that. So we're fully cashed right through to the end of 2022.
All right. Luke, keep us up to date on any future drill results. I know that they're going to be coming out still pretty consistently. And if anybody has any follow-up questions on any of the drilling that's going on or anything about the resource at this Enchi Gold project, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. Luke, I appreciate the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, Corey. You too.